Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where the Republican leader of the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell, has been hospitalized. Word of that came from a spokesman in late evening, but with very few details. Just that Senator McConnell was attending a private functions at a local hotel in Washington, and he tripped and fell. McConnell's 81. He took a serious spill about 3 years ago. He then suffered a shoulder fracture. In practical terms, it is little more than a suggestion that Congress will likely change big time, but President Biden today spells out his proposed federal spending priorities.
The White House says the president's budget will call for an increase in taxes on individuals making more than $400,000 a year to bolster the Medicare Trust Fund and reduce annual deficits by nearly $3 trillion over the next 10 years. The proposals will be dead on arrival in the GOP-controlled House, but the way the White House sees it,
the American people support what we're doing, and there is a choice to be made.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the public in particular backs tax increases on the wealthy. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
About a month after that Ohio train derailment that still has residents of the East Palestine area much worried about air and water quality, the CEO of Norfolk Southern testifies today before a Senate committee. CBS News learns he will promise Congress his freight rail company is going to invest in more high-tech safety measures. Greg DeYoung is an associate professor of operations management at Southern Illinois University. He has doubts.
A lot of accidents that occur, and especially the worst ones, which involve passenger vehicles or pedestrians, those are happening at low speed, and all of these technological solutions aren't really going to help in that case.
It is a really old question. Can money buy happiness? Well, maybe, but these days it would take more than it used to. Correspondent Matt Piper.
New findings suggest that for most people, happiness does improve with higher earnings.
Money.
Earnings of up to $500,000 a year. That new number comes from a Nobel Prize-winning economist and fellow researchers. One of them did research on the topic back in 2010, and the study back then found money boosted happiness with $75,000 in annual earnings.
From Ukraine, word of another Russian missile barrage with at least five people reported killed.
Air raid warnings in 13 Ukrainian regions heralded yet another night of missile attack. Air defense systems were in operation before dawn in the capital, Kyiv. The governor of Kharkiv said a private residential building and critical infrastructure had been hit by about 15 strikes on the city and surrounding area.
Reporter Kat Wiener of the BBC. In Israel, protests intensify against a government plan to overhaul the independent judiciary. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that. My brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. ChristopherHahn.com, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Watch me on News Nations, Fox, wherever. But if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see where I'm going to be. Welcoming back to the show, former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. We love having Senator Boxer on. And Senator, I'm sorry I had to leave a message on your voicemail to get you back on the show. We lost all your contact information for your booker.
Not to worry. It all worked out. No problem.
I felt very awkward. I was like, I'm like 3 weeks ago, I said to my new producer, I go, let's get Barbara Boxer on. And he's like, oh, give me the info. I'll reach out to her aide. And I lost it. I don't know what I did with it.
Well, now you've got it all. And you can always call me and leave a message. That isn't the problem. Seriously.
So I appreciate that. So, Senator, I started the show tonight talking about the courageous trip President Biden took to Kyiv this week. And you've been around, you've witnessed a lot of foreign policy triumphs and mistakes and everything else. I'd really just love to get your feelings on what the president did and how it impacts the rest of the world.
It just shows you that he's got it together. And, you know, everybody says age this and age that, and all that's true. But you cannot make a generalization. I mean, I'm a little bit older than Joe Biden, and I'm pretty perky. And so there are people who are perkier than I am at this age, and there are a lot who are not. And there are people who are just losing it at 65. So you just don't know. So I think it just showed what he said when he said, watch me. And we're watching him and even seeing the polls go forward. But what I think about what he did is, it reminded me so much of, times before I was even able to understand what was happening, World War II, when, you know, the United States stood for democracy and stood for freedom and helped Britain. And truly, it was brave. And I remember watching him walk down the street with Zelensky, and the air raid sirens went off, and I panicked.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the truth. I have to admit this. I thought, what a contrast to Josh Hawley, senator, who gave the salute to the insurrectionists and then ran away from them full speed ahead.
Oh, right. Of course.
Here's our guy in the middle of a war zone, really, just doing what I think he had to do in order to keep NATO together, show how much we care. This is really a fight for freedom. And, you know, having lived a long time right now, I could tell you, you take somebody like Putin and you give him an inch, boy, he'll take a lot more, and he won't stop there.
Yeah.
It's either we stand with Ukraine, or we, you know, now, or we're fighting a NATO fight later. It's really a rough time.
Yeah, a very rough time. And you know, speaking of Josh Hawley, he was one of the first people to criticize Biden for going to Ukraine, which I just, it's beyond me that he would criticize. Why didn't you go to East Palestine, Ohio? You know, I'm sorry, Josh, Missouri is pretty close to East Palestine, Ohio. Have you been there yet, Senator? You know, and it's
a good point.
Right.
So, what a good point. And by the way, Joe Biden will be there.
Absolutely.
And his entire team is there. So maybe Senator Hawley doesn't understand that the head of this great nation has to do a lot of things.
Right.
You know, simultaneously. And one thing he doesn't do is run away like a coward like Josh Hawley did.
Right, right. Of course not. I mean, Josh Hawley would have heard those air raid sirens. He would have been, you know, he would have looked like Usain Bolt. He would have gotten out of there so quick.
He would have been in Poland.
Yeah, exactly.
Just run.
You think he would have gotten on a train through a war zone? I am sorry. I just don't think that would have happened.
No. Well, we saw him run away. Here's the point. We don't even have to ponder this. But this is really a fact. We saw Josh Hawley run away from the insurrectionists who he had just saluted and egged on.
Yep.
It's disgusting. And, you know, he thinks we'll forget about it, but we have, you know, the goods. We have the tapes. We have the tapes. But getting back to Joe Biden, what we see here is the man who said, "Watch me."
Yep.
And he is rolling out all this great legislation, like the infrastructure bill, the CHIPS bill, all the things that he has done. He's rolling those out, and people are liking it. He's capped insulin for seniors. I mean, this is not a guy who just talks. He talks and he walks.
He walks the walk, without a doubt. What message do you think he was sending, you know, by going to Ukraine, you know, internationally? Like, what do you take from that?
Well, that's the key question. I mean, we have to make sure NATO stays together on this, the European Union stays together on this, that there is no, you know, argument about where this stands from the standpoint of the West and democracy versus autocracy. So, you know, he's doing everything to keep together the alliance that we need, because, you know, again, I'm old enough to have lived through a lot of the aftermath, the Cold War, all the things that happened. But now we have Russia blatantly walking into another country claiming it's their territory.
Yeah.
And that upsets the entire atmosphere that we've had since the end of World War II, the world order. What is right? What is wrong? So he's challenging this. And if it falls apart, there's no end to it. Every autocrat, especially one with nuclear weapons, is going to walk in and try to take over territory, because that's all they care about is power, and that's it, and wealth, and all those other things.
Yeah, I think it's I think it was a tremendous thing. I think he's also sending a message to China and India. You know, I mean, Russia has been hitting up China particularly for lethal aid, because they are, you know, basically depleting their resources of weapons. And they have been appealing to China for lethal aid. And I think the president going there sends a very strong message to them, too.
Not only does that send a strong message, but, you know, Secretary of State Blinken has been quite clear with China to say it would be a disaster for the relationship, but we have such a deep economic relationship. We're adversaries. There's no question we're adversaries.
Right.
There's no question they spy. What they did with that spy balloon was outrageous.
Ridiculous.
So we know all that. But despite that, we do have a financial relationship, and we don't want to see China now become part of this axis of evil, as Leon Panetta called it the other day.
Yeah, I think China's got to make up its mind. Do they want to sell us computers, or they want to send spy balloons over the U.S. and be our...
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with China. Taiwan is what's happened to Hong Kong. So that's a whole other program. But I got to say, this is a moment of great import. And you know, my and you know, I was saying to my husband the other day, we talked so much about all this stuff, and I was just saying the irony is that China had a relationship with Ukraine, or has, and they were trading partners, and they had a lot of good relations. And at the beginning of this, they were chatting Ukraine with China. And I think China has to understand they could play a role in the eventual settlement.
They could. And they could, and they and they should, you know, in that regard. I also think that the president is sending a message by, you know, going there that China needs to be careful what they're doing with Taiwan as well.
No question. No question. I mean, these are times that require the best people leading us, and we have Joe Biden leading us and his team. They're so, they understand history. They are so calm. They get it. And I'm thrilled. I mean, if you look at what he has done with NATO and how he has kept it together and revived it after the other guy tried to destroy it.
Yeah. I mean,
you can about imagine what would have happened if Trump were president. It gives me the shudder.
Oh, Trump would have went to Russia. He'd be in Moscow on the anniversary of the war. He wouldn't be going to Ukraine and bolstering up NATO. There'd be no more NATO if Trump was. It'd be a disaster. Yeah. I think we dodged a bullet by getting him out, and let's hope that we keep him out because he's going to definitely try to get back in. All right, Senator, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to pay some bills over here. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk some more with former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. You're listening to you're listening to the Chris Hahn Show, the adequate, the moderate. Anyway, the Chris Hahn Show. Stay where you are.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $199 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm warning continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies overnight with snow likely. Lows around 30. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, highs around 33. Cloudy tomorrow night, 22. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow, with another 2 to 4 inches Saturday night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
America's favorite progressive, The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, check out the podcast. If you missed a second of my interview with former Senator Barbara Boxer, it'll be in the Aggressive Progressive on Tuesday. And follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'm back with Senator Barbara Boxer. Senator, we learned this week that that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, has turned over all of the security footage from January 6th to a man who is arguably partially responsible for the riot that took place on January 6th, Tucker Carlson of Fox News, a guy whose show I used to go on regularly. I don't anymore. It truly annoyed me, and I'm sure you have a lot to say about it.
Well, I actually do. This is Tucker Carlson, who said, and I'm quoting, the 9/11 insurrection, he said, was a forgettably minor outbreak by recent standards. Huh. In other words, it was nothing. Meanwhile, people die. Meanwhile, people are serving in prison. Meanwhile, he continues to lie. So the first thing is, I don't even understand how Kevin McCarthy could do such a thing as the Speaker of the House, give this all this footage to this one particular outlet, knowing their point of view on this.
Yep.
Which, as we know, it was no big deal. But if I were in the House and I served there for 10 years, I would do more than just talk about it. I would file an ethics complaint against McCarthy, because I don't believe he ran any of that footage by the security people, the Capitol Police. He's putting our nation at risk by this. So I would make an ethics complaint. Furthermore, I would absolutely offer an amendment to a pending bill or have a privileged motion, as they call it,
yep,
to cease and desist, to stop this until the Capitol Police and law enforcement takes a look at it and gets rid of some of the footage that shows exactly how people entered and where the entrances failed, et cetera, et cetera. This is a disgrace. This is so anti-American what he is doing.
You know what I don't understand, and maybe you could clarify this to me. I mean, I worked in the Senate, but I don't remember. Doesn't the majority leader of the Senate get a say in any of this? Like, why is it the House Speaker that has control over this?
I think you have to go back to the rules of the committee, because this came out of a committee. And I think since the committee is gone, he probably has a lot of discretion.
Got it.
I don't know that. And it's not right. But that's why I'm assuming he knows that he could do it legally. But morally, and in terms of protecting our capital and the people within it and the people of our country, this is a disgrace. And I only hope that the American people say, you know, what is he doing?
What do you think his goal is here? Like, what's the point? Like, why give it to this guy? By the way, he didn't just give it to Fox. He gave it to Tucker. Like, why?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking what Tucker will do is cut and paste.
Of course.
And show, oh, these guys were great. Look at them having a cup of coffee. Look at this woman. She was there. She was 66. She wouldn't do anything. So they're going to try and undo everything the committee did using this footage and pasting it together. You know, it reminds me, I once got asked by Fox to do an interview at a time when they were just being terrible to Democrats. And I was really wanted to do it. And I said, with one caveat, and they said, what? I said, I don't want to cut and paste it. I'm happy to do an interview. And that's fine. But you got to commit that if it runs 5 minutes, you run it 5 minutes. If it runs 60 seconds, you run it. Oh, no. I'm not going to do that. That was Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
He said, no, I can't do that. I said, then I'm not giving an interview because I know what you're going to do.
I only did it live. Honestly, I mean, occasionally I might have pre-taped something, but I did about 2,000 appearances on Fox in my career, and I almost always was live. I mean, they never would have let my Rudy Giuliani interview air if it was taped.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I'm very glad that they did that, and that's the way they should do it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this cut and paste is a famous way in media, you know that, to destroy somebody's point of view.
I think it's just ridiculous that you would give this to Tucker Carlson, who's you're exactly right. He is just going to go out there. He's going to select footage that fits the narrative he wants to write, and he'll play that for his very large audience. And then there'll be outrage on the left, and the right will defend Tucker Carlson. We'll all put our jerseys on, and that'll be it.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is he lives on another planet, and that is planet make-believe.
Right.
Thing, you know, that we know this from what we've just learned. They'll say anything, several of those so-called reporters, that not reporters, those talking heads, they'll say anything that plays to their base.
Right.
And when they knew what they were saying was wrong. And I just hope Dominion gets them for the billions.
Yeah.
Because what they did was a disgrace, and they're so used to, you know, slandering public officials, and you can't get sued for that. They thought they could do it with a private company. No, you can't do that to Dominion.
No, I think Dominion's suit
they'll have to pay.
I hope they win, you know, and again, the text messages and emails we saw show that they knew what they were saying was absolutely the wrong thing to say, and that they knew that these lies were just lies. And Tucker Carlson knows what happened on January 6th. They were all texting each other. They know what happened, and they're going to try to pretend that it was nothing. All right, I'm going to take one more break.
The only thing I would say is it's too bad for the people that believe in them.
Yep, I agree that perfectly. All right, I'm going to take one more break. I'm going to come back a little bit more with Senator Boxer. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Yeah. To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There's no formal announcement from the Manhattan District Attorney, but CBS News confirms his office has invited former President Donald Trump to testify before a grand jury investigating him in connection with an alleged hush money payment. Such invitations to testify are common in New York, frequently coming before the invitee faces criminal indictment. The current president put out a federal spending proposal that congressional Republicans wasted little time in dismissing. Mr. Biden reacted upon arrival at the White House, was asked if he was willing to compromise.
We'll see what the budget is. I'm ready to meet with him tomorrow if he shows me his budget.
In Hamburg, Germany, an unknown number of people have died.
Shots had been fired and people killed and injured inside a meeting hall for Jehovah's Witnesses, where an event was apparently underway. Police sealed off the area, which lies north of the city center, and warned people to stay indoors because it was initially feared that the perpetrator was still at large.
That is the BBC's Jenny Hill. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
The devil's advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum, tum, tum.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The Chris Hunt.
I know it. They master's art. When you know about the peptides that you get so depressing through cravings, actually, you look at it. The current pain is a key for your feeling.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $199 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm warning continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Cloudy overnight with snow likely. Lows around 30. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 33. Overcast tomorrow night, 22. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow, with another 2 to 4 inches Saturday night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice. Yeah.
Hold on. All right, I'm back. Hey, if you missed a second of that interview I just did with former Senator Barbara Boxer, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast. That interview will be up on Tuesday, wherever you get your podcast, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's on it. Check it out. She's fantastic. I love having her on my show. I love having her on my podcast. I like talking to people with experience. She's got experience. She knows what's going on. You know what I hate? I hate when I turn on cable news and there are people talking about things that they have no experience with. And they're like, you know, they just young people without any real experience in government talking about how government works. I mean, they know. I mean, they've seen it. But you talk to somebody who's actually lived it, like former aides, former senators, former, you know, other elected officials. It's a whole different perspective, right? They've been participants. So they can do more than report. They can truly analyze what's going on. And look, she knows the players. She knows Joe Biden. She served in the Senate with Joe Biden for 16 years. So she knows what's going on there. And it's very interesting. And I didn't pin her down on California. I don't know who's going to win that. I don't know who's going to win that primary. They've got a lot of people to choose from there. And it'll be an amazing race. To say the least. And California's got a jungle primary, which means everybody runs together in a primary. The top two vote getters, no matter what party, are the two people who run in the general election in November. So it may not even be a Republican on the ballot. California is probably going to stay blue, especially given the fact that these, you know, they've got some great candidates. I would imagine Adam Schiff for sure will make the runoff. And then we'll see who joins him there. And I don't know that means he's going to win, but I think he's probably got the best name recognition statewide because of the work he did on the, you know, with the impeachment and January 6th and everything else. I think he's had the most TV time. I mean, Katie Porter's obviously got a name, Barbara Lee, though, I mean, has been around a long time. So I think, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches in California. And I think every state should have as many good people to choose from, you know, to be U.S. senators. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. You know, final thought on this Tucker Carlson getting the the January 6th security tapes. I mean, it's like giving Osama bin Laden the security tapes from 9/11, in my opinion. Maybe not as bad. But this is a guy who revved people up about the election, knowing it was false, right? We're seeing in the Dominion lawsuits that Tucker Carlson knew it was false. He knew that he was spreading misinformation. And it was that misinformation that ginned people up, that got them out on January 6th. They were all worked up by Tucker and others like Tucker. And then they show up at the U.S. Capitol with the intent to burn it to the ground. And Kevin McCarthy thinks it's a good idea that that guy has control of the tapes. And you know why? Because Kevin McCarthy doesn't care about America. He doesn't care about justice. He doesn't care about people being held accountable. He cares about his own political future. And he knows he's going to have a very difficult time in 2024 holding on to the House of Representatives. In fact, I think he's going to lose it just here in New York. And he's got to do something to try to turn the tide in his favor. And what else could he do at this point? What else could he do at this point? But try to make this happen this way. But to try to, you know, get the team of producers at the Tucker Carlson program to put this together in a way that makes it look like it's not so bad. I just want to remind Kevin McCarthy, we all saw what happened. We all saw it with our own eyes. The footage still exists in the public domain of these people beating Capitol police officers, peeing on the walls of the Capitol, defecating in the halls of the Capitol, rioting, trampling their own. We all saw what Trump said about being there with you. We've seen it. We heard Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. We're not going to forget it. So Tucker Carlson, have at it. You try to cut and paste what you're doing, you know, to make it look like it wasn't so bad. We know it was bad. We also know who's responsible for it, and so does Kevin McCarthy. And that's what makes him such a weak human being, undeserving of the title of Speaker of the House. All right. I'm going to wrap it up with that, because I think we've all had enough for one night. And I want to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everyone and everything, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, and work ourselves dead. And all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. Heat, power, and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. Come down to my open house tailgate party, 8 to 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube and coffee from Ford Craft and Coffee, and let's talk strategy before you head into battle. Find your glory, create a battle plan. Enjoy coffee and donuts every Saturday and Sunday morning in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find us on Facebook or weikert-lakepoint.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.